Sermon, Sabbath Sermon by Mrs. E. G. White at Nashua, New Hampshire Camp Meeting, Nashua, New Hampshire, June 26, 1909. Exodus 20, verse 1 to 6. Shall we bear that in mind, every one of us? That it means something to us to keep the commandments of God. Verses 7, 8. Now here is an importance attached to the Sabbath. Therefore, we are to know just what is specified as to God's holy day. We are to understand it. Verses 8 to 10. It says at the commencement of the chapter that God spake all these words, saying, Now, I have been reading to you what the Lord has been saying. Verse 9. Why should anyone go astray on this point? Why should anyone pick up the first day of the week and exalt it as the Sabbath of the Lord our God, when there is not one line of sanctity in it, not one line that God has specified that He will honor those that keep the first day of the week? Verses 9 to 12. Here is a very remarkable point. Repeated, verse 12. If the children honor their parents must fulfill the requirements of God to their children. They must educate their children in the line of this education that God has spoken to the people. He had told them what commandments to keep, and therefore they must search the scriptures and understand what is the will of God and obey Him. This is the true light for us all, and there will be no excuse for any one of us if we make a mistake, and if we are willing to go on venturing in that mistake, not hearing what saith Jehovah. We can see that we have a sad mistake upon us. We want to know what is right. Verses 11 to 24. Here we know there is a very definite specification of what day the seventh day is. God has given us that. But there are two parties in our world. There are those that want to defraud, divert the minds of the people, that they shall not obey the commandments of God. That they shall not follow in the footsteps of Jesus and obey His words. We read in Exodus 31, verse 12, 13. We want the truth on every point because it is not safe for us to accept errors and expect that we are going to have the blessings that will be given to all who obey the truth when we do not obey it. We want to obey the truth just as it stands. Verse 14. He has given them special directions that they might make no mistake. Verse 15. Because they would be doing that work right in the face, before the Lord, of His specification of what day they were to observe. Verse 16. For how long? Throughout their generations, etc. Verses 17, 18. Now, how is that? Why, that they might make no mistake, He has these tables of stone written with the finger of God. And there He has them preserved, that they might ever bear in mind the claims that God has upon them. Well, that is what we want to do. Exodus 32, verse 1, 2. There was the smoking mount, there was the voice of God that could be heard, and yet here was their unbelief expressed. Verse 3. They went on in their unbelief and declared that they would go back into Egypt. Well, we can see how easy it is for people to fall back into old habits and old practices. What we want is to serve the living God. He has given us Christ, the precious Savior, His only begotten Son. He has given us Jesus, the precious One, to come and take humanity upon Himself and there to be with the human agencies upon the earth, with divinity and humanity combined, that every soul that will believe the words of Christ will be in that position that they can be partakers to grasp the divinity, and by living faith in the divinity, carry out the purposes of God that are expressed. They will be overcomers through the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Now, Christ gave His life for the world. There was sufficient power that He, the Son of the living God, could embrace humanity, they partaking of the divinity of Christ that was clothed in humanity, that every soul might be an overcomer by being a partaker of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. We know not how long our lives here may be prolonged, but we know that the Word saith the truth. Therefore, we want to search the Word of God, and we want to see and know what saith the Scriptures. We read that he gave the two tables of testimony, tables of stone written with the finger of God. Israel was right at the foot of the mount, and the glory of the presence of God was revealed in the mount, and yet they got up that unbelief that they would go back into Egypt, and made a calf and worshipped that calf. If they had substantiated this upon the words of the living God that he had given them, they would not have been in danger. But they did not do that, and therefore they had that calf that they were going to follow. Now, what does Moses do?
Verse 5. Think of Aaron, one that had been with Moses to bring the children of Israel along step by step. How could he do it? We can see that there is no dependence to be placed on any man, whatever their experience may be, unless their experience harmonizes with the word of the living God. We must watch, because there are two parties in our world. There are parties that are serving apostasy, and there are parties that are serving God and keeping distinct from apostasy. Which side are we on? Here was Aaron, and Aaron made a proclamation, verses 5-6. Oh, that was the people that were waiting right there at the foot of the mount to have a proclamation to confirm them in the faith, and they could not bear the test. Oh, how can God bear with us, with our foolishness? Verses 7-8. Oh, what foolishness! What foolish excuses people will make! They do not serve the living God. It is a strange thing, but they do it. Verses 9-11. Against thy people. He would not take them as his own people. Verse 12. Now here God was proving Moses. He was testing Moses. And here is Moses pleading, verse 13. The Lord gave Moses this test. But Moses would not receive the choice that was proffered him. Verses 13-25. You see, God would not arbitrarily destroy that people. He would give them a chance. Verse 26. He said not, who is on my side, but who is on the Lord's side. You see, they had no excuse. Who is on the side of the highest power in the universe, the Lord God of heaven? Verses 26-28. God had given them every opportunity to return if they would signify that they placed themselves on the Lord's side, but they would not do it. Oh, what proving the Lord has given his people. Verse 29. There are periods when the people are called to take their position decidedly on the right side. Verses 30-35. 33:1. Now you see the promise, notwithstanding their perversity. Verses 2-5-9. There are crises that come with God's people many times, and every one of us want to be in a position that we shall acknowledge that the Lord God of hosts, and that we shall not harden our hearts against the Lord, but that we shall humble them. Verses 10-13. This nation, you see, he will not leave that nation out of the question. He holds fast onto them. Consider that this nation is thy people. You just think how he holds on and holds on. Verses 14-15. He had no faith that if they should separate themselves from God, they would have any victories. Verse 16. Unless the Lord went with them. He must have that assurance. Verse 16. That they would be a people that would follow the Lord God of Israel, whatever test was brought upon them. Verse 17. Now he tells him if he will only let them go, he will make of him a great nation. But he would not do it. Verses 18-23. Exodus 34, verse 1, 2. Now you can see that God talks with man. You can see that he comes very nigh unto them that will be moved by his Spirit. Verses 3 to 5, 6. Have you proved him? Have you made an entire consecration to God and then proved him? Verses 6 to 12. Now our God is a jealous God. He wants us to keep his Ten Commandments. He wants us to keep his Sabbath that he has sanctified for his people. He wants every one of us to take the word and to see what that word declares is the Sabbath, the seventh day. Verses 13 to 15. Inhabitants of the land. How many are mixing up with the inhabitants of the land and going in with them, and not serving the Lord God of Israel with all their heart, soul, and mind? How many are accepting this place and that place and the other, but it is not to glorify God? Verses 16, 17, 21 to 26 to 35. Now, I have read thus that we might have some idea of what God requires of us. I have read this lest you should become careless and indifferent, and think it does not matter what day you keep. Well, we have the very day specified by God, and you have no kind of excuse, because you have God's word. You haven't an excuse for keeping the first day of the week. Now we want to realize the goodness and mercy and compassion of God that has been towards his people. And we want to follow on to know the Lord, that his going forth is prepared as the morning. We want religion. We want a pure and undefiled religion. We want to be in that connection with God that he will acknowledge us. That is why Christ came down from heaven and became a little child. Angels of God watched him carefully the first years of his life, and afterward he gave instruction here and there. But we feel so thankful that the Lord himself was with Christ and kept him in his younger days. But very soon the word of God was plainly opened to him, so that he would stand before priests and rulers and interpret the scriptures to them so that it astonished them. Well, where did he get all this knowledge?
Now, when we consider what the Lord has done to keep us a pure people, when we consider, "For God so loved the world, everlasting life." John 3, verse 16. Now, this is the love that has been manifested to us. How much have we expressed of self-denial and self-sacrifice? Why, every one that has a true knowledge of Jesus Christ and of the Father will understand that they must have the oil of grace in their hearts, or else their profession will be of no account. You must be in communion with God. You must be where you can understand the will of God and what he will do for you. There is power. All heaven is opened before us to give us the richest blessings if we will only act as little children. I am glad that I see them here in this tent with the hats off, so that those behind them can have view of the speaker and can have the benefits of being without them. I want to tell you that we must in every way possible remove every objection, no matter how small it may appear to us, that will stand in the way of one soul accepting the living truth of God in these last days. The Lord God of Israel is our God. There will be meetings here several days, and will every soul here seek the Lord with all the heart, that they may know that they have a living hope. Then they will love God, and they will keep his commandments. Fathers and mothers, you have children to save, and you cannot bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord unless you follow in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, unless you follow in the footsteps of self-denial and self-sacrifice. I want heaven, and I want it at any cost.
On this journey, I have seen the salvation of God. I have known in myself the salvation of God. And I want to say that there are many here who, if they would seek the Lord with all their hearts, fathers and mothers, then educate your children. In a few days, it will be only a short time. The powers of Satan will be that strong that it will be impossible for you to have such advantages as you have here today. And I want to tell you, appreciate all such advantages. The Lord is soon to come. Fathers and mothers, study your words. Never speak a word that will create animosity in the hearts of your children. Let the sweetness of the spirit of your religion be seen in your words, in your deportment, in your home. Bring your children up in these last days to choose your society. Bring them up and give them every advantage possible, not in decorating themselves. That is not it. Get them the best books that you possibly can, and open the scriptures to them, and teach them the way of the Lord, and pray with them, and the blessing of the Lord will come upon them. How many will be converted at this meeting? How many will seek the Lord with all their hearts here? How many will come to the Lord just as you are? You are not to set any particular minute or hour when your meetings are to close. With such meetings as this, it is an entire mistake to think that the very hour that you think it should be, the meeting closes. If the Spirit of God comes into the meeting at any time, we want everyone to recognize it, and we want no rules here of this order. We have not come out here in that way. We have come out here in the name of the Lord, against the protest of infirmities, and yet we have come to speak to you, because we may never have another opportunity. We want these souls to be saved, and we want these children to be saved. We want the children to come to Jesus Christ. Bring them with you when they come. There will be meetings. I want to tell you, labor for your children. The Lord is coming. We are in earnest in this matter. We want to make no mistake. We want to get ready for the coming of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the clouds of heaven. And when we see that Christ was sent to our world, oh, what suffering he endured! He sweat, as it were, great drops of blood when that cup of suffering trembled in his hand, whether he should drink that cup or leave the human family to perish. "If it be possible, Father," he says, "let this cup pass from me. But nevertheless, not my will, but thine, O God, be done." Matthew 26, verse 39, Luke 22, verse 42. "And an angel came from heaven to strengthen him to drink the cup. He staggered to his feet, where he had left his disciples, telling them to watch and pray, but he found them sleeping. He said, 'Sleep on.' But it was here the cup trembled in his hands. Should he drink it? An angel came to strengthen him to drink the cup of suffering. You know what suffering he endured. On the cross of Calvary, the Majesty of Heaven, the King of Glory, was dying to save sinful souls.
Who will come to Jesus? Who will give themselves to Jesus today? Who will make a covenant with God by sacrifice this very day? If there are any who have backslidden, if there are any that have forgotten their covenant, if there are any here that want to take a stand for Jesus Christ, will you stand right up and we will try to have a praying season for you? Are there any here that want to give themselves to Christ, to make a start now of backsliders? Stand right up upon your feet, here in one. We want more than one. We want those souls to be touched that are here. We want these souls to make a covenant with their God by sacrifice. Who will take their position to seek the Lord right here? There is one more. Now who else will take their position? God helps us that we may every one of us take our stand. let a seat be cleared here. Let these two that have arisen come forward, and then we will have others added to them. We want to pray for you. We want to give you to God. We want to ask His blessing to rest upon you. Let them come right forward here and make a covenant with our God by sacrifice. There ought to be many souls that will take their stand here today. Let them come. Let everyone come that will. The Lord help, that souls may take a stand, that they will believe in Jesus Christ. They will.